95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Stylist and fashion blogger Ashley Myers, also known as Mainline Fashionista, and Alexi Posner, the founder of AP Brand Group, a talent and athlete management company, are both here today. Their podcast, Not Your Average A's, looks inside the lives of entrepreneurs who are not average businesswomen. So this interview is killing two birds with one stone. They are this week's Her Story guest, and I'm this week's Not Your Average A's guest.
That's right. We're so excited.
Thanks so much for having us here, Kathy.
Yes, thank you guys for coming back. Alexi actually was featured on the show, so thank you for coming back.
So many people stop me and say they listen to it, so thank you so much for creating this amazing platform to allow women to share their story, because people talk to me about it all the time, so thank you so much. Double whammy. I'm on twice.
Lucky
I must
girl.
Have done something right the first time.
Yeah, she did.
And Ashley, you're new to the show, so this is your first time here.
I know. I'm kind of wowed by this whole experience.
Well, thank you guys both for coming by. Ashley, I want to tell the listeners a little bit about you because this is your first time here. So tell me about Mainline Fashionista and how it all started for you.
Absolutely. So something that happens that's kind of tough in your life, and you switch it into something really amazing. So my grandmother was my inspiration in my life for so many things, and she passed away. And what she willed to me was literally a truckload of dresses, handbags, shoes, you name it, fashion-wise.
Oh, wow.
This woman, she was my inspiration. I needed to give that clothing a new life. And so I took it and I styled it and I sold it and I found wonderful homes for it. I had so much fun doing it. From there, I took that kind of vintage world and I switched it into something more modern. And I wanted to show my children that there was so much more to me than doing laundry, making peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I can create something from literally nothing. Had no fashion background, but what I had was a heart full of just go for it attitude.
So what is Mainline Fashionista? What do you do?
I started my business. I had a totally different name for it. I was called myself a fashion stylist. I was going into people's closets. I was helping them shop. I was just creating this confidence around a look for them, taking that time out of their life of what do I wear? How do I do this? And giving it back to them. Then all my friends and my entire community nicknamed me Mainline Fashionista. And from there, my business totally grew into this one-on-one styling business to this regional, let me help you connect businesses, boutiques with those shoppers and into this name brand. You know who Mainline Fashionista is. Maybe it's me, but it's also this feeling that you get of dressing and shopping locally.
Tell me about the Facebook group that you have and the live streaming that you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So my Facebook group was an explosive moment. I was recommended by a friend. She was like, you should jump onto this other Facebook group page and start poaching clients from this. And you could really, you know, do great by doing that. I was like, hell no. I am totally going to create my own Facebook group. This was 4 years ago. And I called it Mainline Fashion Advice and Shopping Tips. And it grew so organically and so fast in this way that's, oh, my gosh, it makes me so happy to go on it on a daily basis. So women join on and they share their dress that they're going to wear to their reunion. They ask, what shoes should I wear with this? Do you have a discount code that you could share with me? What bathing suit to get? It is awesome. So that has grown very organically. And I just chime in every once in a while.
If someone's posting a picture of a dress that they need to wear to a reunion or a wedding or something like that, are you commenting and saying, hey, do these shoes, or are other people commenting?
Yeah, so it started as me commenting, and it has grown to almost 5,000 members who all make comments, 90-some comments. So I will comment when I have time, but I don't have to anymore because the community has picked it up and they've become their own Mainline Fashionista. And I love it. I couldn't love that more.
That's such a great idea.
I couldn't believe that it jumped and escalated the way that it did because people just love to share their opinion. It's hilarious.
It's so cool though, because the opinions are never negative either. I see so many times women being like, hey, I'm not really sure if this outfit looks good on me. And then other women commenting in going, you look so beautiful. Oh my gosh, that makes your body look rocking. And you know, it's all different shapes and sizes. And I think that's one of the things, Ash, you embody so well, is helping women learn to feel just so beautiful in their own skin, in what they're wearing, no matter what they look like.
It all comes from the inside. And so many women don't have that inside great self-talk to realize that, you know, that perfect runway body is not going to happen. What we're trying to do is just embody this fun personality, have some fun with fashion, and just feel so confident so you can go kill it wherever you're going for the rest of the day in that clothing.
Well, I love that they can post a picture and people are commenting, because how many times have you stood, at least me, I stand in my mirror and I have no idea. I don't know what shoes to wear with this, or what do I put under it, or do I leave my boobs hang out?
Like, right, because in college, we would, you know, live on a floor with all these women. We'd have a mirror in the middle of the hallway and we'd all congregate around the mirror. Oh, like, I love this. And oh, let's all wear black pants because this is what we're all wearing.
Black pants.
Literally were wearing the exact same outfit. But, you know, it was a community around it. And that's literally what this is. It's a community around these questions and doubts that we have.
And you're also a QVC host.
I am. QVC is no place I've ever been. It is so positive and so fun. It's all people who love to talk, who love to get dolled up, bring their A game wherever they're going and sell. And so you're like, around these incredible entrepreneurs, these business people, salespeople, actors. And everyone loves that TV, that live television feeling.
So when can people see you on QVC?
Next up, I will be there Wednesday. I'm bringing three different purses. So basically what happens is I'm on two different ways. I'm in a show called Shoe Shopping with Jane, and I'll bring like one or two shoes in Jane's show. Or I have an hour show that I will bring like 12 or 13 items. And so on Wednesday, I'll have three different items between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m.
And what, do you know what the items are?
Yes, I know what the items, but I have no idea what time I go on. So
okay.
I show up, my call time's 4 o'clock. The show starts at 6. I could go on at 8:30, have my one hit for 7 minutes, and then wait around until 10 o'clock between 10 and midnight. It's kind of a crazy schedule. But I like that weird, chaotic, I like that. And plus it allows me to sort of be home with the kids and then just go to work at these random times. So
and these random hours in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like, how do you do it? I'm like, I don't know. But I do love it.
Alexi, I'm not ignoring you. We're gonna get to you. But
it's okay. They put me over here in the corner and just handed me a cup of coffee and told me to stop talking.
It's hard to ignore her, though.
It's cool, guys. You just keep going without me.
Like, she's so mad right now.
I'll just be over here.
Sipping on coffee.
Exactly.
Before we move on to find out what Alexi's doing, tell me about spring fashion. What are we seeing in the stores? What should we look for?
Okay, so I love a good wide leg pant, whether it's like a flare jean or a really fun flowy pant. It's kind of different to style than a skinny jean, because with skinny jeans, we can wear them almost like leggings, like a flowy top, long necklace, booties, or boots. But with the wide leg pant, you have to do it a little bit differently. So you want your shirt to be a little bit more fitted, maybe tucked in, or try the crop top, and just let the flared pant be where all of the material is. If you're petite, you can absolutely still rock it. You just got to wear, you either have to have them hemmed so they fit you correctly, or wear taller shoes to do it. And if you're worried about it losing your figure, make sure you go for a really fitted wide leg. That's more of a flare than a wide leg. So wide leg really starts at the hip and goes out, whereas a flare will be like nice and fitted to your knee and then flare out. So you really want to look for that. I'm loving all of these 60-inspired floral patterns with lots of bright color.
So more of that?
Yeah, lots more of that. Lots of fun colors that we're seeing, really bright and happy. And also in that 70s inspiration are some wide-collared jackets and shirts that are really fun. Yeah, it's really just been a fun spring-summer trend that's coming with color and shapes.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Alexi, you can wake up now.
Oh, hey.
Tell us what's going on with your company. I see that you're traveling all over the place. Are you traveling with business? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So I've been on the road and I'm going to be so excited to lay in my own bed later on this evening. No. It's been traveling for business. So I've got a couple different shows that I'm working on. So I've been back and forth to LA writing a cookbook with my chef client, which is exciting. And then
you were at the Super Bowl this year, which from your social media looked like it was quite an adventure.
I had five clients down there this year, which was really cool. This is my third year at the Super Bowl. The first year I just had one, and then last year I had two, and then this year I had five. So it's like, it was a very wild and awesome week. And it's been a whirlwind.
We talked about a potential show involving women on the main line. Can you talk any more about that?
Yeah. So we have had now multiple meetings that keep kind of getting shifted a little bit. I was really hoping I could reveal way more information, but I can say one of the women happens to also be sitting in this room with us. So we're still moving along. It's been you know, I'm really proud to be from Philly and from the Main Line. And so one of my biggest things when I kind of entered the entertainment world was wanting to bring something here, because I think there's such an interesting culture and a life and just history about Philly and the Main Line. And it's never been done before. It's been tried. It's never been done. So able to just assemble a great, incredible group of women that all have their own hustle and have some fun to them, too. And so, yeah.
So we have to wait for more in-depth.
Keep sending me some good vibes.
Okay, so hopefully next time you'll have a little more info for
I will
us.
Have, yes, that's my goal.
You're going to invite her back for a third interview? Oh, my God.
She likes me. What can I say? I bring the
Kathy,
fun.
We're going to have a talk later.
How do you guys know each other?
When I started my company 3 years ago, I was really working with some brands that were based here on the Main Line, including Hope Chest, who's still one of my clients. And I saw Ashley building this Facebook group. And I'm like, wow, this woman, she's everywhere. This Main Line fashionista, I want to get to know her and see what's happening. And in my head, I'm like, oh, she's probably going to be awful. Like, she's going to be a terrible person because she's so pretty and she's all over the place. And she's probably going to be like so stuck up. And so I created this whole story around her and I reached out to her.
Before you even met her.
Oh, totally. Like, it was just such a moment. But then I reached out to her on Facebook and it was like the dorkiest message ever. It was like, hi, I know you don't know me, but I see everything that you're doing. And like, could I take you for a cup of coffee or lunch? I'd love to get to know you. And we ended up meeting at the Starbucks in Wayne. And it was just, we did not shut up for about 2.5 hours and just obsessed with each other. And she's obviously an angel and the nicest human and genuinely loves to help people. And so that was what we bonded on, was like, how can we create connection and help other women, which is what you do, Kathy, every single day.
Oh, well,
so it's, yeah, I feel like, you know, when you put that energy out there, the right people keep coming back in. And so that's kind of what happened. That's how we became friends.
That is literally exactly what happened. We really, there was so much talk about women, helping women and creating business and doing it a little different always. It makes it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah. And now Ash is one of my best friends. Yeah. I'm like her dorky little sister, that she's got it all together, married with kids, you know, has like the perfect suburban house life. And I like call her in the morning. I'm like, I'm reevaluating all my life choices. She's like, oh, okay, honey, let's FaceTime. Let me talk to you. What's going on? Tell me everything.
Yeah, but then she's the friend that's like, oh my God, you look terrible over FaceTime. You need to go get dressed. I'm like, oh God damn it. I shouldn't have answered the FaceTime call.
Honest friendship.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I have no other friends that actually FaceTime me. So here's this young, like under 30 girl wanting to FaceTime me. I'm like, oh, I feel so cool.
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
How long have you known each other?
Three years?
Yeah, three years.
It was like winter time that we had coffee.
Yeah. 3 years. And Ashley now styles my whole family. And even though she's not doing a ton of styling anymore, she still comes in and like dresses my dad and my mom and my brother. And...
Yeah, that was a whole thing too.
Oh, yeah, oh, she's basically become a member of my family. It's so funny.
I like call them mom and dad too. It just seems easier
to deal with them all.
Yes, exactly.
Who came up with the idea of Not Your Average A's?
Alexi. That was her baby. And I was happy to join in. I feel like podcasts are the place to be. It's a medium that I had never even considered adding in. And I was like, why not do this with, you know, my friend and talk about empowering things, like very much like you do. We won't just be interviewing women. We also want to talk to men too, because I think that there's another story there of just not being average.
What's the concept behind it besides not being average? What do you delve into?
So it started with kind of all these long conversations. I'd look down at my phone after Ashley and I would talk, just like you do with your best friend, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, we've been on the phone for an hour and it's been nonstop, but it's not just... Even though, yes, I call us the Beavis and Butthead of the Main Line because we do talk about silly stuff, is we really do dive into deep issues. And having that person to have conversations with when I am struggling with my personal life and business balance or family or friendships or whatever, and having a human who genuinely cares about you to springboard off of, these are private conversations that really should be public. And that's sort of where this Not Your Average A's came from, the thought of maybe doing a podcast. But what it really stands for is just, it could look like we have this amazing life and it's perfect. There's so much pressure to make everything look a certain way. And we want to just empower people to get out there, try your hardest, do your best, be willing to fail and get muddy and sloppy while you do it. And, you know, and just strive for whatever your passion is. And so where our goal is just to kind of get out there, don't be average, have some fun with it and like give it your best shot and see what happens, see where you land.
I feel like people really appreciate hearing the real story. I get on Instagram or Facebook, it can look a certain way. And that really is the goal of what I'm doing with my business is, I want it to look a certain way. But if you had coffee with me or Alexi or you chat on the phone with us or met us on the street, I am so real and so open to the fact that this was not easy. There was no path that I was on. It was just winding this way, rock bottom that moment. And then, you know, within the same day, you get like great news about something that you had been working on 6 months ago. So the fact that it never looks a certain way is really what I wanted to share. And Alexi brings the youth part of it because we do come from two different generations.
I love that you're acting like you're a grandma.
She is. No, wait. Can I tell you a story about Ashley? When we went out, I brought her out with me. So I've been single now for a year. And Ash is obviously, she looks like a Barbie doll. So we go out in Philly and she's, "Mom's night out. Woo!" Like, it was the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, Ashley, you are making yourself look and
you are like a caged animal who just was released.
It was the fun. She's running down the street. She's like, "Tall man, hold on."
Okay, first of all, you told me what I needed to do to be a good wingman, and I was taking that job very seriously.
Oh, it was so funny.
I need a tall man. I was like, okay, you gave me clear instructions.
Oh, so you were chasing after the tall man for your friend.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh, running. She could see him across the street running, "Tall man," and goes running across. I'm like, "Oh, mom's night out. Sorry, guys. Sorry."
She oh, yeah. One tequila shot, and then that's what I'm doing. I'm
literally,
like, oh my God.
One drink of tequila.
Yeah, I need to go home now.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have three. Yeah.
And has been with her husband since they were 18.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, high school sweetheart?
We met right at the summer before college started. Went to the same college and have been together ever since. Never broke up. We were soulmates. When I met him, I knew we were going to get married. I've never had that moment or that clarity with anything or anyone in my entire life. And it was like so weird. And he asked me to be his girlfriend and I was like, you might need to ask me like in a couple weeks from now, because I felt like I was answering him a marriage proposal and I was 18 years old. Yeah. So we've had a really great run and we get along awesomely, but I sometimes do feel like a grandma because I've got three children, you know, and a house to run that I'm like, oh my God.
And then you got wild one over here.
Yeah, exactly. So it does make me feel like, yeah, I have to live two different lives every once in a while.
So where can people hear the podcast?
So it'll be on Spotify and on iTunes, but you can also just go to notyouraverageaids.com, find us on Instagram. Those are the easiest ways to do it.
Are you always interviewing someone or is it just you two chatting sometimes?
So our first one, it was just the two of us chatting. We wanted to kind of give a little introduction to us. And then now we have guests coming on, including... Dun, dun, dun.
Kathy Romano, pitch for our next one.
Yeah, our second episode featuring our girl Kathy. I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
But you know what's great? Because I don't know that I've necessarily told the listeners of her story my actual story. What? I think in the beginning I gave them like a little rundown of who I was, but... From what I know of your show, we're probably going to get a little more into it.
Oh, we're talking.
Yeah. So I think that it'll be good. My listeners can hear my story, too. Yeah.
And you probably have figured out you even more since the time that you started.
No, now I'm like completely lost in life. We'll get into that.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. But that's a huge part of, I feel like, what all three of us do is that we all are trying to tell stories. We're all trying to show connection. We're all giving people nuggets of things that can just help propel them towards their God-given path, what their divine calling is. And so for us, I think that's why we wanted to do Not Your Average is give people that platform to talk. And I feel like our world so much wants us to feel different and feel isolated and you're this or you're that. And there's so much greater connection out there. And there's so many wonderful things that we can all learn from each other. And so we're just doing it. People just do it a little differently and not in the most average way.
Oh, at least that's how we do it. Nothing average about, I think, the three of us in this room.
I would agree with that. Well, thank you guys for coming back in. And I'm going to direct people to your website to check out Not Your Average A's because you have a number of great interviews there and mine will be up as well. So again, what's the website?
NotYourAverageA's.com.
NotYourAverageA's.com. Okay, ladies, thank you so much
Kathy.
For coming by.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you so much for joining me again today here on Her Story. These interviews are pre-recorded. I know there's a lot going on in our country right now as everyone tries to figure out the coronavirus, all the closures and restrictions that are in place because of it. But I thought airing something a little fun, a little lighthearted, might take your mind off of it just for a little bit as you sit home and give you something to do. And don't forget, the shows are all up as a podcast. So if you go to the website, 957benfm.com, you can find all of the Her Story shows to listen to right there on the website. Thanks again for joining me. Stay safe and make sure you're following the federal, state, county guidelines that have been put in place while this pandemic rips through our area. We're all in the same boat here. We all want to come out on the other end happy, healthy, and ready to continue living our life. So follow the guidelines and stay safe. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.